the owner, co-owner of Sebastian's Restaurant on Douglas Avenue. I wish you much success in the restaurant and re-election if you decide to run again.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, and it's been a lot of fun.
All right. Local news from Timeless Hits at WRJN. Exactly 8 o'clock. It's news time.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden delivers a speech to the American people tonight. He's expected to explain why he dropped his bid for re-election after weeks of insisting he wouldn't do it. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
The focus has now shifted to Vice President Harris, who is headed out on the campaign trail again today to Indianapolis, while her rival, former President Donald Trump, holds a rally in North Carolina, his first since President Biden dropped out of the race.
This morning, Harris' campaign announced it's taken in $126 million in donations since Sunday. Anti-war protests are expected to abound when Israel's prime minister addresses lawmakers in Washington today. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
Prime Minister Netanyahu speaks before a joint meeting of Congress in the afternoon inside the U.S. Capitol, where a fence has been re-erected around the perimeter as part of the security enhancements here. He's speaking to a Congress that has been gridlocked at times over spending money for foreign affairs, including aid money for Israel, with new spending deadlines for September 30th on future packages.
Taiwan is on high alert with a typhoon closing in on the capital city of Taipei. It's messed up plans for tourists like Dais Fernandez.
We're on vacation and we have to experience this.
Flights are canceled, schools and businesses closed, fishing boats have been recalled to port, and at least one death's already reported. Tourists ran for cover during a surprise hydrothermal explosion at Yellowstone National Park. CBS's Matt Piper.
Vlada March's video has since gone viral on Storyful.
Run.
The basin near the Old Faithful geyser is temporarily closed until park officials determine the area is safe. No injuries were reported, and the extent of damage is still being assessed.
A suicide prevention net on San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge is working. District officials say there were 14 deaths recorded last year. That's down from an annual average of 30. They expect the number to be even lower next year. The netting sits 20 feet below the bridge's sidewalks and stretches 20 feet out over the water. S&P futures down 40. Lots of celebrating in Utah, but no surprise, Salt Lake City has been named host of the 2034 Winter Olympic Games. Governor Spencer Cox.
We will work to unify not just the United States of America, but the entire world around sports again.
The IOC had given Salt Lake exclusive negotiating rights. We also found out this morning Coco Gauff will become the youngest athlete and the first Olympic tennis player to serve as a flag bearer at opening ceremonies for the Summer Games in Paris this week. She'll join LeBron James, who will also carry a U.S. flag at Friday's festivities. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Thomas Roanhouse resigned as a Racine County Board Supervisor to become interim county executive. The appointment was unanimously approved last night. Roanhouse will serve until a special election on December 19th. Two men were seriously injured in a boat explosion on Lake Michigan near Waukegan yesterday. The powerboat was engulfed in flames and sank after burning for about 90 minutes. David Karras has been appointed as the new trustee number one for the Mount Pleasant Village Board. He'll serve until next April, following John Hewitt's resignation in May. Two contractors were arrested in Caledonia for a traveler scam involving improper driveway installation. Police say the suspects from Illinois were taken to the Racine County Jail with criminal charges recommended. A 107-room hotel has been proposed as part of the Summer's Gateway development. The project near E and the East Frontage Road could also include plans for a gas station and two restaurants. And the Racine County Fair starts its run today in Union Grove. There's a truck and tractor pull at the grandstand tonight. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A rainy day in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Day two of the Packers training camp turned into a washout.
I'm going for cover.
Heavy rains falling on fans and players, but head coach Matt LaFleur kept them out there, despite it being nearly impossible for some of the receivers to catch the football, like Dontavian Wicks, who was asked about the forecast.
It was supposed to rain like 7 this morning, but we wasn't supposed to have rain at practice.
Fun?
Yeah, it's always fun to be in the rain, but, you know, get a little advantage to the defense sometimes.
Still nothing new on the Jordan Love deal. Baseball, the Brewers' Colin Ray pitched 5 scoreless innings on the way to a 1-0 shutout of the Cubs in Chicago after they got off to a late start because of rain. The Brewers' Christian Yelich, who's been dealing with a sore back, had to leave the game in pain in the 6th inning. Manager Pat Murphy asked what he thought watching Yelly head for the dugout.
My thoughts. Those are my thoughts.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We could catch an isolated shower this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. Our high 74 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 63. Tomorrow, sunshine 76. By Friday, sunny. A little more humid with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Oh, you're all excited when you get something, right? You bring it in, you open it on the kitchen table, the place of honor for the new arrival. You read the instructions, fill out the registration card. You may even join the club of other idiots that have this thing. And then some time goes by, and it slowly begins to dawn on you that maybe you're not going to be quite as keen on drying out fruit and storing it in your basement as you thought. So what do? You have to demote it. Objects start the highest level, visible in a living area. From there, it goes down to a closet, cupboard, or drawer. That's why we have those, so we don't have to see all of the huge mistakes we have made. From the closet, it goes to the garage, one of the longest phases in trashification. But the most definite. No object has ever made it out of the garage and back into the house. The word garage seems to be a form of the word garbage. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Dana Ross and the Supremes, Can't Hurry Love, WRJN local news and timeless hits. Hey, want to catch a Milwaukee Brewers game this summer? WRJN Big Deals presents its first ever summer sweepstakes. Enter daily for your chance to win two club-level tickets to see the Brewers and the Cleveland Guardians Interleague Showdown. It's coming up on Friday, August 16th. Visit WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and follow the pop-up instructions to enter. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends Friday, August 9th. The WRJN Big Deals Summer Sweepstakes, your ticket to summer fun with the Milwaukee Brewers and, of course, WRJN, where you'll find local news and timeless hits. Mostly sunny, the forecast for today. You never know it by sticking your beak out the door now. I know I did. Looks like a lot of clouds out there. Highs near 74. Right now, it's cloudy and 69 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Sooner or later, love is going to get you.
County Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. The hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And told West Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Johnny Rivers in Memphis here at WRJM, local news and timeless hits. It's 8:15 on a Wednesday morning, July 24th, hump day today. Treat her like a lady. Back from 1972, the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose.
Oh, my friend, that touched me. Something they didn't understand. How I get all the women in the mall. I mean, I know you've heard that the woman will soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, I just ain't gonna let it do. You ought to treat her like the lady. The best you can do. You gotta treat her like a lady. I mean, oh, you got to love her, tease her, but most of all, you got to be the, you got to hold her, and warn her, and make her feel you'll always need her. You know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her, so make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. You have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. 'Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So actually, I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving to me, Lord, you can see. You know what I mean.
Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:18. I came across this story this morning. Meta, that's the parent company of Facebook, has taken down Facebook accounts in Nigeria that were engaging in financial extortion, more like sextortion scams, they said, along with groups and pages that were trying to organize, recruit, and train new scammers. How many sites do you think they took down? A couple of hundred. 63,000. 63,000 sites trying to scam people. And that's just the Nigerian scammers. 63,000. Holy mackerel. Oh, hey, here's something more positive. A bit of sports trivia. I bet you didn't know this. The Atlanta Falcons football team, the NFL team, drafted John Wayne. That's right, the actor John Wayne in the 17th round of the 1972 NFL draft. He was 64 years old at the time, and they wanted to symbolize they valued men who were tough. The league vetoed the pick.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
First impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date as it continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hey folks, how you doing? It's me, Charlie Behrens, and I want to let you know that I'm coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We got tickets on sale over at wistatefair.com, and I'm bringing free brandy for everyone. Unless for some reason I can't, then, you know, sorry in advance. Anyways, I will see you at the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular on August 8th. Real good. Bye-bye now.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just an alibi.
Mikey Valli just turned 90. I just saw a performance with him the other day. He's still at 90 years old performing. Good for him. Big Girls Don't Cry. The Four Seasons at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Well, if you're in Florida, you might look for this guy. A community in Florida is annoyed by a neighbor who does his yard work nude. Several people have called the police. It's on his own property. They say that he's not breaking any local laws. You can do your own yard work nude. I would hate to own, you know, like a power clipper or something with electric to it and doing it nude. I mean, accidents happen, huh? You just want to be careful out there, right? So you can do that in Florida. All right, this is CCR, Fortunate Son. This is the story. They wrote the story of the Vietnam War, and it was about senators' sons that didn't have to fight in Vietnam. And if you were the son of a senator, you were a fortunate son. Here's CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival at WRJN.
Sweet angels, Mary and Charles, born in love. She once was a true love of mine.
Simon and Garfunkel at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits, 8:31. Let's check your morning news.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin just broke a record for capital investments. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says more than $2.4 billion was invested in Wisconsin in fiscal year 2024. The old mark was $1.8 billion. The biggest projects include the Keekeman expansion in Walworth and the Purina pet food plant in Jefferson. Vice President Kamala Harris kicking off her new presidential campaign in Battleground, Wisconsin. She spoke to a crowd of supporters at a high school in West Allis yesterday.
This campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for.
Harris has secured enough pledged delegates to win the Democratic Party nomination. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Instead of finishing work on a concrete driveway, two contractors were taken to jail. The Caledonia Police Department says they were called last week to a home for the report of a possible traveler scam on Windale Drive. Three suspects from Illinois, including one previously deported, were arrested for improperly installing a driveway for an elderly victim. The suspects, claiming to work for Allstate Paving and Masonry, were taken to the Racine County Jail with criminal charges recommended. Mount Pleasant has filled a hole. The village board has selected David Karras to serve as the new trustee number one. His appointment will last until the current term expires in April of next year. The move follows John Hewitt's resignation in May. A boat explosion on Lake Michigan near Waukegan has left two people seriously injured. Rescue teams responded to the scene near North Point Marina, where a Good Samaritan had already taken the victims to shore before they were taken to the hospital. Deputies found a powerboat engulfed in flames, which burned for about 90 minutes before sinking. The cause of the explosion is under investigation. There's been a plan going around for a development around the interstate exit in Summers. Now, according to the Milwaukee Business Journal, a hotel has brought forward plans to be a part. A new 107-room hotel has been proposed as part of the Summers Gateway development. The hotel would be part of a larger 25-acre project that includes plans for a gas station, convenience store, and two restaurants. That would be near E in the East Frontage Road. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We could catch an isolated shower this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. Our high 74 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 63. Tomorrow, sunshine 76 by Friday. Sunny, a little more humid with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
But I have a newfound respect for doctors. I do. Because when you think about it, unless we're sick, we listen to absolutely nothing doctors tell us. They're like, you should lose weight. Never gonna happen. What else you got? You should exercise. Does eating French fries count? Get out of my office. I don't even listen when I bring my kids to the doctor. The doctor's like, to avoid an infection, I'm like, my wife's like, what'd the doctor say? Don't pick the scab. I don't listen to nerds. That was the only time I would ever see a doctor is when I bring my kids in. Sometimes I try and horn in on a pediatric appointment. The doctor be like, how's little Mikey doing? Mikey's good, he's good. He's a little worried about this mole I have on my arm. Yeah, I explained to Mikey that I've always had the mole, but Mikey thinks it might have changed colors. Jim, would you like to make an appointment? No, it's Mikey. He just needs a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the mole. I know Mikey doesn't want to play the Hippocratic Oath card, but you have to tell us, don't you?
Oh, honey, if I get restless, baby, you're not that kind.
Hey, next time you're at the supermarket, check this out. The mascots on kids' cereal boxes like Tony the Tiger are drawn so their eyes are looking slightly downward. It's a trick to make sure that if the boxes are high on the shelf at the grocery store, the mascot's making eye contact with your kid. That's kind of sneaky. It's Neil Diamond at WRJN.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought down.
Yeah.
Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. Alright, come on. Say you got to me now.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for
your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me?
has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Famers, Rocker Hall of Famers, the Zombies, time of the season at WRJN. Here's an odd but true. The Oakland A's and Cleveland Indians played two games using orange baseballs back in 1973. It was the Oakland A's owner's idea. He thought it'd be easier to see. The players hated them, so they were scrapped by the third game. All right. 8:46. Cloudy, 69 degrees in Radio Park. Tom Jones, she's a lady.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. She knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady.
Yeah, all the shows out in Vegas, she used to be invited backstage. They had parties and everything with all the ladies she was with. And he was a good friend, and he was a good guy. Talking to her all the time, and yeah, they had a good time. She's a lady, Tom Jones at WRGN, local news, timeless hits. Everything has its price, including our free time. Let's find out. How much is your free time worth? A survey asked 2,000 Americans how valuable their free time is. The average answer was $15.63 an hour, just over twice the federal minimum wage. So next time somebody comes into the radio station here, one of my bosses, and says, hey, you got a free moment? All right, The ticker's going. $15.73 an hour.
If you love summer berries, you absolutely have to stop by O&H Danish Bakery this week. O&H is featuring their summer berry crumble Kringle with a filling blend of fresh strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries layered on a bed of cream cheese. You'll enjoy summer's best berries with every bite. What's more, this delicious Kringle is topped with buttery streusel and sweet icing, so be sure to pick up one this week. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatever's? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Seniors, WPS Health Insurance wants to see you at American Family Field on select weekday home games. Seniors 60-plus can save 50% on tickets and are invited to stroll along the outfield warning track following the game. Visit brewers.com/WPS to learn more. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
Because all of your hope is gone, and your life is filled with money.
Four Taps, rechannel, be there. Local news, Tampa's hits, WRJN. Here's a question for you. Someone polled over 3,000 people. Oh, and you know what? I'm not going to do that one. I had another one here. Okay, this is it. Love or money? Only because I don't have enough time. Love or money? Which one do you want? 58% of us would rather win the lottery than find our soulmate. 22% would dump the person we're with to win, and 33% would give up their pet. There was a funny line in the Broadway show Hello, Dolly, and Dolly was dating this guy who just loved money, and she just wanted him to be her husband, and he just wanted money. She said, well, on those cold winter nights, you can snuggle up to your cash register. That's about the size of it, huh? 8:56 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. bright and early. Up until baseball time today. It's Cindy Huber. She's up next here with local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Let's take a magic carpet ride with Steppenwolf.
I like to dream. Yes, yes, right between the sound machine. On a cloud of sound, I drink in the night.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden is back at the White House, getting ready to address the nation in a speech for the first time since he ended his bid for re-election Sunday. Former White House correspondent Peter Baer has our top story.
All presidents heading into their final months in the White House, whether they're ending a second term or, like Joe Biden, not running again, they do everything in their power to resist the reality of the lame duck label. So tonight, President Biden will outline his own detailed plan for his final 6 months in office.
The likely Democratic presidential nominee, Vice President Harris, will campaign in Indianapolis today. The Republican nominee, former President Trump, heads to North Carolina. CBS News political director Finn Gomez.
The battleground state.